3. What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A beautiful morning across the state of North Dakota. Details on your forecast coming up a little bit later. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk with North Dakota Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes on the out-of-control government spending in the state and rising property taxes and what can be done to stem that tide? Can we get a handle on that? I would hope so. And then coming up at 10:30, a very, very interesting story. Anytime you start talking Wounded Warriors, they've got a big event coming up, and we're going to talk with Purple Heart recipient Rusty Ort, Daryl Wolf of Odor Eaters, and singer Michael Lusk, who has written a song for the cause and is donating proceeds from it. Great little story there. Scott, one of the stories I'm following today, with, bated breath is Senator John Hoeven. Where should he vote? The House, bill to defund Obamacare, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell won't support Senator Ted Cruz's efforts to filibuster legislation to fund the government and risk a government shutdown in order to defund Obamacare. I want to know how North Dakotans think. You know, where do you think our Senator John Hoeven should vote, with McConnell or with Cruz?
Here's what's interesting here in this debate. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, is supporting what passed in the House. And what passed in the House was a defunding of Obamacare.
Okay.
And so Mitch McConnell is saying, hey, I want to defund Obamacare. And I want every senator, Democrat and Republican alike, in the Senate to vote on it.
Okay.
Now, so that's... You know, what we talked about with Kevin Cramer last week, that's what we've talked about all along and how we wanted the House to vote. Now, here's the problem. It's believed procedurally that Harry Reid can, after that passes, strip out the stuff that defunds Obamacare. And so what Ted Cruz is suggesting is, no, wait a minute, let's filibuster, in other words, prevent a vote on that until we get an agreement from Harry Reid. So basically shut down the Senate and say we're not going to do anything until Harry Reid agrees that House version will stay intact. So this is the rub. Ted Cruz wants to go to the wall and have a whole government shutdown. What Mitch McConnell's saying is not totally crazy. He's saying, Obamacare's not popular, is his point. Let them vote. Everybody, Republican and Democrat alike. In other words, he wants to pressure Democrats to have to say in the Senate, are you for Obamacare or against Obamacare? Put them on record on a bill that's not popular with the American people. I guess we'd like to know, what do you want? You're North Dakotans. You're the ones that that obviously have the say. Or if you're from South Dakota, really on the Republican side, you have John Thune in South Dakota and John Hoeven in North Dakota, and that's it for the three-state region here, unfortunately. And same thing over in Montana, four-state region. If you want to add, there's just not a lot of Republicans in the Senate, so. The battle here really is among Republicans on the best strategy to take out Obamacare. Is Ted Cruz's plan the right one, or is the House Republicans' plan through Mitch McConnell and the Senate the right plan? How would you like Senator Hoeven to vote? That's the question.
My problem with this, though, is I'm not a fan of filibusters. It just, to me, that clogs the process. And I want to see things get to a vote, and I want to see things get to a vote quickly. And so I'm a little torn on this one, Scott.
800-228-0550, by the way, is our toll-free telephone number. Give the caller line a ring and let your voice be heard on this. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address if you want to weigh in that way as well. We're also digging into a story that the Forum News Service has done. They rounded up some emails and have unearthed some pressure on Bismarck leaders to push for a civic center expansion. And so we're going to share some of that with you in case you hadn't picked up one of the Forum newspapers. Obviously, the closest one to Bismarck is the Dickinson Press, otherwise Jamestown the other way, Fargo and Grand Forks papers. But they're weighing in. There's some convention center debates going on right now in Fargo, whether or not to move it downtown from out at the Fargo Dome. And in the case of Bismarck, where is it? Do we need an expansion? And I'm kind of curious, too, folks. See, this is a good expenditure of tax dollars. Generally, sales tax dollars that do this, but I want to talk a little bit about that, too. But let's get to the phones here on this question of how you'd like Senator Hovind to go on Obamacare. What's the right? One thing I got to say, it's just amazing how Republicans are not united. You know, I mean, Democrats are united in defense of this president, in defense of Obamacare, and the Republicans are sitting here battling now over what's the best strategy. That's not a good way to get things done. I mean, they're going to have to be, as a minority in the Senate, a minority on the executive branch, a little more united than this, and they're not right now. So they need some advice, and I can't think of any better place to get it than on the Northern Plains. So have at it, folks. John in Minot has a suggestion. First up here at 800-228-0550. Who's got it right in the Senate battle, John?
Well, absolutely, I would say Ted Cruz. And there's a reason for this. Now, what McConnell is doing by saying he's not going to oppose cloture is he's letting the Democrats win. And he's doing it just the same way he did on the immigration bill. He set up everything so the Democrat majority could pass it, and then what did he do? He voted against it, and he thinks we're that stupid to think we'll say, well, see, he voted against it, even though he let it, you know, it was the Democrats who made this. So I think Hovind, Thune, anybody else should be voting against cloture.
John, help me out here, though. And I'm not defending Mitch McConnell here. I'm just telling you what he's saying. He's saying he will not block the bill from coming to a final vote because it includes language to strip funding from Obamacare and also keeping current government funding levels in place. Senator McConnell supports the House Republicans' bill, will not vote to block it since it defunds Obamacare and funds the government without increasing spending by a penny. Don't we like that? Isn't that a good thing?
Well, yeah, but he's letting the Democrats win by letting them strip it out in the Senate without the agreement. Ted Cruz is absolutely right, and he thinks, Mitch McConnell thinks, that he can fool us with this, and he's also setting up the opportunity for all these squishy Republicans to go ahead and vote for cloture and then vote against it afterwards and say, and then they can come back to the people and say, well, I voted against it. So what he's doing is CYA, and he's doing a CYA for a bunch of squishy Republicans. He's letting the squishes, giving them an out, saying, well, I'll go ahead and vote for cloture. And then you can vote against it, and you can go back to your constituents and say, hey, I was against Obamacare. Symbolic, strictly symbolic.
But he's saying the Democrats will be the ones who have to go on record. He's saying, and his take is they'll suffer a backlash by voting to restore funding for Obamacare, which they would have to do. And he's saying, hey, the polls show that's unpopular. So now we finally put the Democrats in the Senate in a box and having to tell us where they're from. That's his argument. I'm not, what I wish? I wish they'd get in a room and figure this out, figure out what their strategy is, because if there's two different Republican strategies and one Democratic strategy, I think the Democrats have a leg up.
Here's what I would have done right from the start when Ted Cruz started this. Instead of being a Republican that went for 6 weeks telling us why we couldn't do this, I would have been digging out Heidi Heitkamp's campaign ads, the one especially where she said she wouldn't do anything that the people of North Dakota, she wouldn't vote for anything that the people of North Dakota didn't want. And I'd have been running with that, running that ad, along with the polling that shows that 70% of North Dakotans don't want this, and I would have been forcing her to change her vote instead of trying to figure out how the heck to keep a bunch of Republicans or what the Republicans are going to do.
John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Dan in Fergus Falls. Dan, before the break, quickly, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to comment that the Hovinds threw us under the bus on the immigration little deal that they had. It was another one of these things where the Democrats basically win again this year, put him on record is a big is a scam. What Thune and Hovind need to do is vote to defund, period, because if they don't come up with a solid stand, it's not going to happen.
But that's what the House bill does. It defunds. The worry is that you know, okay, it passes, and then Harry Reid has a simple majority vote of 50 to say, no, put it back in. So they vote it, and then it's pulled back out. So that's why Ted Cruz doesn't want to vote on the House version. He wants a filibuster. What do you think that the, you know, the senators ought to do?
The filibuster is the way to go, because Harry Reid is basically going to get his way, as he has just continuously for the last several years.
Got it. All right. We'll keep tabs on everybody's vote here, huh, Steve?
Thank you, Dan. We'll get to Bob and more of your calls coming up after the break. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind. To answer that question, pick up the phone, call us toll-free at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, email studio at What's on Your Mind Radio. This hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in North Dakota? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. They stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers, initiated a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices, and the result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And that measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota. Other states are following suit right now. And you know what? It's another victory for your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about it and everything that Farm Bureau has to offer at ndfb.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. All right, back to the phones here. Bob in Minot wants to weigh in on the Obamacare funding debate. Who's got it right on this one, Bob?
Well, speaking as a libertarian who is decidedly conservative, I would have to say go with the filibuster, defund Obamacare. It's unpopular in this country. That is clearly and statistically known. But what I find most intriguing about this whole situation is that we've got a Mexican standoff. We're coming down to either defund Obamacare or shut the government down. I have to tell you, it's very refreshing to see the fur fly. I say, and this goes to Harry Reid as well. I'm not a member of either party, but Harry Reid's going to stand his ground. John Boehner and Cruz, they're going to stand their ground. And the thing that I find most intriguing, gentlemen, is this. These times when things reach critical mass, are the times when the American people begin to pay attention and actually participate in their government. The rest of the time, there's cat herding and crab walking and double talking, and nobody's interested. I say let the fur fly. I say the Republicans, the conservatives, should stand their ground for once. After all, what conservatives usually do, or what they have done for the last 10 or 15 years, is to run around trying to put out whatever fires the left lights under their feet. As you gentlemen know, many of us conservatives here in America, we're tired of watching our leaders in Congress pander to the left. We just want them to stand up on good, true values and stop just spoke of a few of them in himself just a few moments ago. So I land squarely on the side of filibuster and letting the fur fly. I say send these guys out in the front yard and let them duke it out. Let them punch each other in the nose. At least we've got some life in this debacle.
Bob, I'd like to see him square off, and I think you're right. I'd like to see a big fight on this, but I don't know who wins. And at the point that the Republican Party is fighting over this, government's become ineffectual. What I'd like to see, and the more I've thought about this, is there a way to send this back to a vote of the people? Put it on a ballot. Put it on a national ballot and see where it falls out. Because I think at this point, everybody would agree it would fail. I really think it would fail. When you start looking at who's exempted, and oh, by the way, there are no exemptions. Either there is Obamacare or there is no Obamacare. No exemptions. So you have to vote your conscience. And I think that is the best way to deal with getting rid of Obamacare. Let's go to Jessica in North Dakota. Jessica, what's on your mind today? Jessica, are you there?
Yeah.
Jessica, go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just going to throw out an idea here. You know, we need more unity, like you said, with the Republican Party. So why not all the Republicans vote against it, but then it's still going to get implemented. Let Obamacare get implemented and let it fail. Let the Republicans say, hey, we told you this was a bad idea. And then in the end, they turn out to be right, and everybody's going to see that Obamacare was a big, fat failure.
We're a bankrupt nation now. What's that going to cost, though, Jessica?
You're right. It definitely is going to, I mean, it's going to cost businesses a lot of money. But, you know, in the end, I think what needs to happen is we need to get Republicans back in power, and that might be the only way to do it. And if we can get Republicans back in power, then maybe we can figure out how to get a good budget passed and we can get the country back on the right track. But if we keep doing this and we keep, you know, going back and forth on these ideas and never getting anywhere with it, the Republicans aren't going to get power back. They're just going to keep being seen as, you know, the ones who try to stop everything. And we're just never going to get back in power if we don't do anything, you know, if we don't prove our point.
Two of our listeners online agree with your sentiments, Jessica. Jared says, I don't understand Republican strategy on this. If this really is going to be such a nightmare, why not allow it to happen for 6 to 9 months? So then when it's really bad for us, they can be the ones to say, we told you so, in the run-up to the midterm elections. If it's really that bad, they'd be likely to make huge gains in both chambers, wouldn't they? Another emailer, or listener, rather, on our Facebook page, Pat says, oh, great. Another meaningless gesture to make us feel good but achieve nothing. How about we do something that doesn't shut down the government and cause the GOP to lose even more national elections? The only way to eliminate Obamacare is to win the Senate and White House. To do that, we have to be smart, not pandering. So I think
the problem is you've got these exemptions with the unions, primarily Democrat. You've got all these different exemptions, these different government entities that are getting exempted from Obamacare. Either everybody's in or everybody's out. Otherwise, you're not going to have a legitimate vote or a legitimate voice to get rid of it because, oh, well, I don't have to deal with it, so I can keep voting the way I voted. Well, I'm a union member. I've always voted Democrat, so I can continue to do that because it doesn't affect me.
Jessica, thank you for the call. Let's go next to Brandon Fargo. What's on your mind? Tell us, Brent.
Yes, good morning, guys. I just want everybody to read the Liberty Amendments by Mark Levin. The answer isn't in Washington, D.C. It's at the local level. All these Republicans and Democrats are going after Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Rand Paul because the ruling class is only out for themselves and the banks and the corporations. And until the people wake up, you guys, and see that the Democrats and the Republicans are on the same team. And I just don't understand the smoke and mirrors that people can't see this fog, through this fog, that Johnny Hoeven and Heidi Heitkamp are on the same team. And
Brent,
until they wake up, right, guys?
Brent, thanks for the phone call. Couldn't agree more. Let's go to Tim in Roscoe, South Dakota, quickly. What's on your mind today?
Hey, well, I would think of so many people against it. Let them pass it. When they see there's no participation in it, it'll fail on its own. Or you might have to pay a small fine, but that fines are small for the first 2 years. So if you take that on the chin, let that collapse, that'll take care of itself. That'd be my attitude.
Tim, appreciate the call. How do you want Senator Hoeven, Senator Thune, your senator to vote? By the way, Senator Heidi Heitkamp shouldn't get a pass here. She spent a lot of time talking about how she would be unafraid of standing up to the Obama administration when they needed it. Obamacare is not popular in North Dakota. She needs some advice, too. And that's part of Mitch McConnell's plan here. He wants Democrats on record. Are you for Obamacare or against it? Cruz is saying, no way, no how. They're just going to get it through. Let's shut down the Senate. Let's have a filibuster. Who's right? Your chance to weigh in. We're going to talk also a little bit about local spending in the state and property taxes when we come back and continue on this topic as we go throughout the day. Stay tuned, my friends.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Vietnam includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Your mind powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk with North Dakota Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes on the out-of-control government spending in the state and rising property taxes. What can be done? They've got some ideas. We'll find out about those coming up in just a few minutes. But first, one more call. Let's get to Don in Fargo. Don, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hello. I'm calling in support of Ted Cruz's plan to filibuster in the Senate and put the Democrats on notice that they're not going to send this through without a battle from an attempt to stop it by the Republicans. And they need to stick together on this. I think the senators, Republican senators, should come out and say we're going to stand along with our Republican colleagues in the House in support of this defunding of Obamacare. We're not going to waver. We're not going to compromise. And now is the time. If not now, when? You know, the trouble is if it gets if it goes into effect, there's going to be a lot of people suffer for a year or two. If they just decide to wait and let it collapse, there's going to be a lot of people hurt by it. And I think we can avoid that.
Don't you wish they were on the? Don't you wish they'd get in a room and figure the strategy out before, rather than having it play out in public and having Ted Cruz on one side and, you know, Mitch McConnell and a few others on the others? I don't know that that gets anything done. Kind of frustrating, but appreciate your call, Don. Let's get one other call in here before we chat with Doyle. Carl Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm on my way to Heidi Heitkamp's office and Senator Hovind's office because. Remind Heidi that she got in because Rick Byrd was caught in an error, and she promised that she would represent the people in truth. And now the Democrats are Pelosi calls us arsonists, Harry Reid calls us anarchists, and the president calls us extortionists, and Bob Beckel on the five calls us wackos. Well, I want to give you a definition of a wacko. He has a credit score of 830 plus. He served 30 years in the military. He went from E1 to E4. He survived 3 rifts in the military. And all his taxes are current. He has 4 children that he put through college, and the bills are paid. He votes every election. He believes the Constitution is the law of the land. He lives within his budget, and he believes that we live in a republic where the politicians need to represent the people that vote them in the office, and he believes in integrity. That's a wacko, that's an anarchist, that's an extortionist, according to the Democrats. I want to ask Heidi Heitkamp if she's going to live up to her word.
God bless you, sir. I mean, you've lived a great life, and that's quite the resume. And you know, I think the more people that push back against that kind of rhetoric, the less of it we'll hear. So, kudos to you for standing up for it. I appreciate you.
I'm on my way right as we speak, and that's where I'm going.
Give us a full report after you get done, will you, Carl?
All right.
All right. God bless you. Appreciate the call. All right, 800-228-0550. Our next guest is Doyle Johannes, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, who wants to talk about out-of-control state spending. Now, there's a phrase we don't hear put together a lot. Out-of-control spending. We're talking about, obviously, this battle on the federal side. Nobody would probably doubt federal spending is out of control, but I don't think a lot of people, if we walk the streets of North Dakota, would suggest that state spending is out of control in North Dakota. Doyle, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. Glad to be here, Scott.
You're connecting the dots between property taxes, which everybody agrees are too high and out of control, and spending in the state. Tell us why.
Well, we just look at it and what's going on in the state budget here in the last, we go back to 91 to 2003, and we see that on a per annum, it was about a 7% increase, and we look at the last 12 years, and it figures out to about a 61% per biennium increase in spending. And it's just, we know that, and everybody knows that, the legislators you talk to, they know that good times are right now, but agriculture being number one and energy being number two in the state, and if they would have a downturn at the same time, there's going to be severe consequences in North Dakota and for the taxpayers and the people in general in North Dakota. So we think that it's time, after coming through the last legislative session and seeing no real reform in taxes, that maybe it's time that somebody steps up and tries to get a handle on this.
Doyle, why do you think, when you look at those numbers over the last 12 years, there's been such a big increase?
Well, number one, we've certainly been taking, you know, money. I mean, the money that's been coming into our general fund in North Dakota, especially we see it with energy and also excellent agricultural prices and income in the last number of years. We see just a tremendous increase. And, of course, when the money comes in, everybody, the takers are there, and they all want a piece of that. And it's hard for the legislators to say no when they've got that kind of balances in there in the general fund and for these things. And so they're all there, and they've just, it's hard to say no. It's just hard for them to say no.
From a legislative standpoint, the legislator did pass some relief in property taxes on the local level. That's where that got taken away. So how do you say that the legislature hasn't done enough?
Well, they're buying down. They're simply buying down for us.
It's the formula.
It's a formula. But when you see what happens, they're coming in. They're buying down some of our property tax. You know, but there's no reform there because the locals, the counties, your local political subs are just continuing to increase their budgets. And we've got charts and graphs that show that. I mean, the spending has just exasperated, you know, going higher, and we haven't seen any reform on what's happening here.
Doyle Johannes is with us, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. If you have questions or comments, you agree or disagree on the levels of state spending and the topic at hand here today, give us a buzz at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Did you break out the spending between quote-unquote one-time spending? I mean, every session we hear about, you know, these are one-time expenditures. This is not funding a program that will grow and continue, but it is an investment. For instance, the last couple of sessions, a lot of dollars have gone into infrastructure as a result of the impacts from energy development and are not funding new programs. I mean, do you, number one, buy that argument, and number two, break that out in the spending equation?
We've seen about $2 billion in one-time, supposed one-time spending. But, I mean, you know that in infrastructure, you spend it, you build it, you have to maintain it. So it's not going to be like, you know, $2 billion is going to go away in the future. There's money, and if there's programs, and if there's people that are hired new, but a lot of it infrastructure, it has to be kept up. There has to be upkeep on it. So it's not, in reality, it's not one-time spending. There's going to have to be continued money funneled into these programs to maintain what they're doing out there. So I don't think, you know, that argument of one-time spending, I don't think really holds a lot of water, because we know that there's going to be continued expenses on those improvements out there.
If you have any questions or comments? Oh, go ahead, Scott.
Given the robust, economy of North Dakota, which obviously it lends itself to some of this spending and handling. What would be a better approach? If you could do it differently, what would you do? Is there a certain, you know, percentage growth each year you'd limit it to? What would be a better plan, Doyle?
Well, we're certainly visiting with at our county annual meetings that are going on now and coming up to our convention in November. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, how do we address this? What do we do? And I think the first thing, you know, we got to look back at, you know, I think given the money that they've got and they're spending, I think we got to look at how do we limit what they take. I think that's probably one of the first avenues we need to look at. And, you know, if they don't have the money, they won't be tempted to spend it. And so that's just one of a number of different things that we're looking at right now.
If you'd like to weigh in on the debate, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions or comments for North Dakota Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes, let's go to Gary in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Mr. Johannes, and how do you educate the people like the Joel Heitkamps of the world that keep eschewing the fact that there's so much money that we need to spend it? How do we start educating the people that we need to save some of this money, because it isn't always going to be here?
You're exactly right, and that's where we're coming from too. And I think we need to. The big thing is, people, when you start talking in mills, it seems like that just I don't know, they just can't comprehend. You know, a mill is actually just a tenth of a cent. That's all it is. But we need to simplify how we talk about taxes, and that we don't right now the valuations per, you know, and your mills per $1,000 of valuation and all these things that go in there. I think we need to simplify that so that the average, you know, tax-paying person in North Dakota understands exactly what's going on with their taxes.
Do they even teach this in school? Does the general public understand it?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that's pretty obvious. I don't think so. I think in these kids in school systems today, I don't think that the civics class, I don't, seriously, I haven't heard of one that teaches exactly how this, you know, how our government system and how it works. I think you're exactly right. Their destiny needs to be
education. So the only way they're learning this is then by what Joel Heitkamp spews, that we've got all this money.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, it's hard to refute that.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Gary, for the call. He said save more of it. If you look into the amount of reserve funds, there are a ton of funds in North Dakota that are squirreling away dollars. Is there not enough of a safety net there from all those different rainy day funds that we have, Doyle?
Well, you know, there certainly are. And you look at these, you know, some of these funds, you know, we certainly are in with the energy and the reserve that's going on there, there's huge that in the school funds and all these things, there are an awful lot. That's why I think we're looking at, we need to take some of this money away from what the state takes in and look at that, because there's going to be a time where things are not going to be as good as they are right now.
Let's get back to the phones. John in Southwest North Dakota, what's on your mind today, John? Oh, we lost John.
John is gone, but he had a question on the conservation groups. I don't know specifically, but it reminded me to get your take, Doyle, on this push to get a ballot question to squirrel away 5% for Ducks Unlimited and other groups to funnel to nonprofit groups. What do you think of that plan?
We're very much opposed to that, as we were the last time around when their petition drive failed. But we just see this as a very, very gross money grab for something that we think this money is much better spent. And besides that, the legislature set up the Heritage Fund to begin, you know, funding some of their projects that they have. And we just think, when we look at the amount of money that they would be taking in every year, they could buy an average size farm in North Dakota once every week. 1,400 acres, $2,000 an acre.
Doyle, hold that thought. We're up against the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Head, and this is What's on Your Mind. More of your comments and questions coming up when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Head with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
The North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do they call farmers the first environmentalists? And how can all these big farms be good for the environment?
One myth that seems to prevail is that big farms are bad and hurt the environment. But big farming doesn't mean bad farming. Modern farms are more advanced and sustainable than ever by using responsible innovation and technology to increase yields. In fact, if the number of farms and the productivity of those farms remained constant from 1950 to today, we would have no food for 151 million people in the United States. To put that in perspective, that's almost as many people without food as our country's nine most populous states.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Fine. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bockett. I'm Scott Hannon. Doyle Johannes with us in studio today. We're talking property taxes and spending in the state, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. Who's next to go, Steve?
Let's go to Bill in Mandaree. Bill, what's on your mind today for our guest?
How are you today, sir?
Good, Bill.
My basic question is, why can't we take the surplus income from the energy sector, put it in a bank, and when it builds up enough principal, let the state run off the interest, and you'll be able to cut all taxes? That would make business growth here phenomenal.
Isn't that kind of the legacy fund?
I do not know the proper parliamentary terminology for it.
Well, we have a legacy fund here in North Dakota that was passed by the citizens that can't be touched by the legislature until 2017.
Sir, what I'm talking about is building up enough funds that just off the interest of it, you could run state government.
And is that legitimate, Doyle?
Well, I don't think that's legitimate because, you know, especially in the environment we have right now with interest rates, you don't get a whole lot. But we certainly see that this legacy fund is definitely going to be end up to be a huge amount of money in there. And of course, there's a lot of people that like to spend it already and that. But once again, I think we have to prepare for the day that things go south. But we might need to look at putting a cap on the total amount that goes into there or things like that into the future. But there definitely is going to be a lot of money going in there. And we maybe need to look at some of all these separate funds that we have for all the different agencies in the state and take a hard look at how much we need to go in there.
Bill, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
My only observation on that is when things go south economically, interest rates usually skyrocket.
That's true, and who knows who could predict that? But
Bill, appreciate the call. You mentioned earlier, Doyle, a proposed fix to your concern over the increases in spending would be to limit what they take. How would you do that?
Well, you know, maybe we need to look at, you know, some of the rates, income tax, for instance, you know, what's taken there and who, you know, who pays and how much they pay there. I think that would be on the state level. But I think on the local level, I think we really need to look at making sure that the citizens understand really where they're taking their taxes and who is taking their taxes and why they're taking their taxes. I think, we go to these, you know, I was on the school board for 10 years and involved in that and whatnot all, and nobody shows up. Nobody shows up for these meetings at a county level or any other political subdivision level. And so people don't know or don't understand what's going on. And I think we need to get the point across that and take the cloud cover that's over a lot of this process and understand that people understand that they're why their taxes are where they're at and who is responsible for it. It seems like it's been just to push off you push off the responsibility. It's somebody else's fault that your taxes are going up. And that's what we're looking at, that we need to make it known to the people why their taxes are what they are.
No, one of the arguments for taxes going up is the land valuations is one of the big arguments that's why your taxes are going up. Is that part of the fix? Is that part of the next step for the plan?
Well, you know, valuation, that's a good thing because then our property is worth more. But because of the way our tax structures with mill levies, so you levy, remember, a mill is a tenth of a cent. And the political subs are not dropping that their mills accordingly to the valuation increase. And so a lot of times they've even the same or don't drop them much. And of course, when your valuation increases, that's why your, you know, taxes, you know, and what you pay goes really extremely, it increases so much and they're using that and they're using the excuse to hear that, well, it's because the state makes us increase our valuations in that. And, really, in essence, what's happening is that the political subs are not lowering their mill levies in proportion to what the valuation has been increasing.
Only a minute left, Doyle, but it sounds like you're wanting the citizens of the state to get involved and know the numbers and to let their voice be heard on it. It sounds like that's what you're saying to me. Just time to step up and get involved in this debate.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, and I think we need to help that process to make sure that that does happen. That that these political subdivisions, that they have to be transparent in what they do and how they levy the taxes and why they levy the taxes for what they do.
Interesting discussion that certainly will start, not end, anytime soon. Starting now, Doyle Johannes, president of North Dakota Farm Bureau, our guest today on the program to get you thinking on the bottom line in the state. Thanks, Doyle. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott.
You can find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer, by the way, at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Bring you this hour of the program. Back to your calls on Obamacare, on convention centers, on homeless shelters, anything you want to talk about straight ahead on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.